Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students. We are going to learn how to make questions in the past simple, with the verb to be and with other verbs. And then we will consider the case of the verb have. We will finish with who and what when they are the subject of the question. So we are going to practice making questions, giving answers, and you will learn a little grammar, okay? First, remember this. Notice the word order. The word order is the syntax in these questions. Are you a student? This question is with a verb to be. So we use inversion. Instead of saying you are is not a question. We say are you if we want to make a question, okay? Are you a student? That's a yes-no question in the present with a verb to be. Now, when were you born? Were you born? When were you born? This is a WH question in the past simple with a verb to be or to be born, okay? And the subject is you, the second person singular or plural, because the answer to this question, when were you born, can be I was born in 1963. Or, we were born in 1963 and in 1954, my partner, whatever. In this case, you can be two different things. It depends on context. Then, do you speak English? This question is auxiliary plus subject plus verb. This question is with the verb to speak. The do tells me that it is a question in the present simple and the subject is, again, you, the second person. It can be singular or plural. And then the same case, auxiliary plus subject plus verb in the past simple. Did you have a good time? Did you have a good time? This is a yes-no question in the past simple with another verb, in this case with a verb. Have a good time, have, enjoy oneself. Now, which is the main verb in each of the questions? There are two kinds of verbs. Auxiliaries are verbs that help, that assist the main verb. How? By saying something about the subject, the person, and by saying something about the tense, the time. And the main verb is the verb that names the action. You cannot visualize the auxiliary. You see nothing. But you can always visualize the main verb. For example, if I say, do you speak English? You cannot visualize do. You see nothing. It's the auxiliary. But you can visualize speak, because then you see someone speaking. When the main verb in the question is the verb to be, the word order, the syntax, the pattern for the question is verb plus subject. This is inversion, okay? Are you a student? Are you a student? Inversion. Where were you yesterday? Where were you yesterday? This is a WH question with a verb to be. In the past simple, ¿dónde estuviste ayer? Or ¿dónde estuvisteis ayer? Is she a doctor? Is she a doctor? Again, inversion. When was he in your house? When was he in your house? The subject is he and the verb is was. It is the verb to be in the past and we use inversion to make the question, okay? When the main verb is any other verb, not the verb to be, okay, any other, other verbs like go, study, talk, whatever. The question goes auxiliary plus subject plus verb. Okay, that's the beginning of the question. It can have a WH word before or not. If it is a yes, no question, it's just auxiliary subject verb, like do you like chocolate? And if it is a WH question, you also say auxiliary plus subject plus verb, but before that, you can use the WH word. For instance, who do you like? ¿Quién te gusta? Who? And then auxiliary subject verb. Do you like? The same thing, okay? So some examples are, do you speak English? Do you speak English? The auxiliary is do, so I know that this sentence is in the present simple. And the main verb is speak. Does your mother work here? Does your mother work here? Here the subject is your mother. Your mother is she. Your mother is the third person singular. Does indicates that the subject is the third person singular. And of course, the verb is always in the bare infinitive. The bare infinitive is work. Another, where do you live? Do you live? Where do you live? Again, auxiliary subject verb, but with a WH word. And this sentence, this question is in the present simple. See? When does she get up? When does she get up? Again, auxiliary subject verb. And the auxiliary indicates that the subject is the third person singular. And the auxiliary also indicates that it is a present simple. Another question. Did you find your keys? Did you find your keys? This is a yes-no question with the verb to find. And did indicates that the question is about the past. It is typical in English to say, what did you say? Sorry, what did you say? Not, ¿qué has dicho? Sino, a la gallega. What did you say? ¿Qué dijiste? También en Latinoamérica lo prefieren. What did you say? ¿Qué dijiste? ¿O qué dijisteis? What did you say? Auxiliary subject verb, and the auxiliary says that this question is in the past simple. Where did she go last Friday? Again, auxiliary subject verb, and did indicates that it's in the past simple. Now we are going to practice that. When you print the transcript, try to underline the auxiliary, the subject, and the verb, and think about the theory as you listen and repeat, or as you read them out, okay? Ready? I'm going to say a sentence and you repeat the second time I say it. Did you go out last Saturday? Did you go out last Saturday? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Or, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. Where did you go? Where did you go? I went to the cinema. I went to the cinema. I know it's a past simple because the question was with did, not with do. Okay? If I say, where do you go on Mondays? The question is about your habits and routines in the present. Where do you go on Mondays? I go to my English classes. But if I say, where did you go? Where did you go the other day? Then you have to remember to answer in the past simple. I went to the cinema. Who did you go with? Who did you go with? I went with my friend Lorna. I went with my friend Lorna. What did you see? What did you see? We saw the latest Julio Medem movie. We saw the latest Julio Medem movie. Did you like it? Did you like it? like it, the movie. Did you like it? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It was a good movie. It was a good movie. Did your friend like it? Did your friend like it? No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She didn't understand it. She didn't understand it. What did you do after that? What did you do after that? We went out for a drink. We went out for a drink. Where did you go? Where did you go? Did you, not do you? That is different. That is the present. Where did you go? Where did you go? We went to a nice pub in the city center. That's British. We went to a nice pub in the city center. We wanted to try its cocktails. We wanted to try its cocktails. Wanted, wanted. What did you have? What did you have? I had a piña colada. What did your friend have? What did your friend have? She had a mojito. She had a mojito. Were the cocktails good? This is a question with the verb to be in the past, so we have inversion. Were the cocktails good? Were the cocktails good? Yes, they were. They were very good. Yes, they were. They were very good. Very, very. Was it expensive? Was it expensive? Was it? Okay, inversion again. Was it expensive? Yes, it was. It was very expensive. Yes, it was. It was very expensive. See, you listen to the question, was it expensive? And you change the order and your answer is good. Okay, pay attention to the verbs in the question. Was it expensive? Yes, it was. Or we could say, were they expensive? Was it expensive means the whole thing, everything. Okay, was it expensive? But were they expensive refers to the cocktails. The cocktails is in the plural, so we can refer to the cocktails only. Were they expensive? Yes, they were. They were very expensive. Yes, they were. They were very expensive. Did you have a good time? Here it's auxiliary subject verb. Okay. Did you have a good time? Did you have a good time? Yes, I did. It was a very nice evening. Yes, I did. It was a very nice evening. Now we have another block of questions and answers. Where did you go on holiday last summer? Where did you go on holiday last summer? We went to Italy. Why do you say we went? Because the question includes did. Okay, and also last summer, of course. Where did you go on holiday last summer? We went to Italy. How did you get there? How did you get there? We flew. We flew. How long was the flight? How long was the flight? It was short, about 2 hours. It was short, about 2 hours. Where did you stay? Where did you stay? We stayed, stayed. We stayed at a lovely hotel. We stayed at a lovely hotel. It wasn't expensive. It wasn't expensive. What did you do? What did you do? We visited all the tourist sites. We visited all the tourist sites. We also visited two museums. We also visited two museums. Did you buy any souvenirs? Did you buy any souvenirs? Yes, I did. I got a t-shirt for my little brother and a Romeo and Juliet souvenir for my big brother. I got a t-shirt for my little brother and a Romeo and Juliet souvenir for my big brother. We can also say I bought. I bought a t-shirt for my little brother and a Romeo and Juliet souvenir for my big brother. And then British people prefer younger brother, and older brother, or elder brother. The difference is that older brother means a brother who is older than me, and my elder brother, it's the whole concept, mi hermano mayor. How long were you in Italy? How long were you in Italy? Were you is inversion with the verb to be, and how long is a WH word? Well, it doesn't begin with WH, but it's a word for questions. You mean how long did we stay in all? You mean how long did we stay in all? Well, we spent there a whole week. Well, we spent there a whole week. Spent is the past tense to spend. Okay, a little bit stronger. We were always busy and tired, but it was wonderful. We were always busy and tired, but it was wonderful. We saw interesting things and we met interesting people. We saw interesting things and we met interesting people. We learned a lot. We learned a lot. In the United States, learned is regular. Is an ed verb. And in Britain, learnt is irregular. See, to learn, learnt, nt instead of ned. Okay? I love traveling. I love traveling. In the United States, we use a one L, and in Britain, they prefer two L's. And I loved that trip to Italy. Loved, loved in the past. And I loved that trip to Italy. Did you have any problems? Did you have any problems? Well, not really. The usual for tourists. Well, not really. The usual for tourists. We got up too early every day, and there were a lot of tourists everywhere. We got up too early every day, and there were a lot of tourists everywhere. Before, I explained that questions have two different formulas. Questions with to be have inversion, first the verb and then the subject, and questions with other verbs follow the pattern auxiliary plus subject plus verb. And I told you that there were two exceptions. One of those exceptions is when the WH word is who or what, and who or what are the subject of the question. For instance, if I want to say who called, I cannot say who did, then what, and then call. You know, the subject is who. So what we do is we don't use the interrogative formula. We use the verb as in the statements, as in affirmative and negative sentences. So to say, ¿quién ha llamado? We say, who called? The verb carries the ed, and this is not the typical thing. The typical thing is did plus subject plus call, the bare infinitive. But in this case, we need the ed because we cannot use the auxiliary because there is no different subject. The subject is who. The same happens with what. What happened? What happened? The verb carries an ed ending because we cannot use did because the subject is what. So we just say what happened. My advice is that you start learning these sentences by ear, by heart, okay? What's happening? What is happening? This is the present continuous. So, what's happening? What happened? What happened? ED. Yes, because we cannot use did. Who called? Who called? Who said that? Who said that? Compare who said that, the verb say in the past because who is the subject, with what did you say? What did you say? Here we can use did because we have a different subject. The subject is you. So when who is the subject, we use the verb in the past, but when who is not the subject, for instance, who did you see? Who did you see? Then we use the usual structure with do, in this case with did, because it is a past and the subject. Well, and the second exception relates to the verb have. I already used it before when I said, did you have a good time? Did you have a good time? To have a good time is to enjoy yourself. Well, when to have indicates possession, like when you say, I have a house, I have a sister, I have a friend, it's a kind of possession. In British English, the structure for questions is the same as the structure for questions with to be, inversion. In the United States, they prefer to use the auxiliary structure with the verb to have, okay? So, for instance, in British English, you say, have you got any brothers and sisters? Have you got? We use inversion. But in US American English, we say, do you have any siblings? Do you have any siblings? British English, what have you got there? What have you got there? Oh, it's nothing, just my mobile phone. Oh, it's nothing, just my mobile phone. But in US American English, what do you have there? What do you have there? Though we also use what have you got there, okay? Oh, it's nothing, just my cell phone. Oh, it's nothing, just my cell phone. The verb have has other meanings. When it has other meanings, it operates both in British English and in US American English like other verbs, okay? So for instance, if we want to say desayunar, to have breakfast, we have to use the verb have like other verbs. What time do you have breakfast? Okay, for the present simple with do, or in the past simple, what time did you have lunch the other day? Okay, there are more meanings. For instance, to have a shower or to have a bath, to have a shave for men, to have a drink, to have something to eat, to have a nap or to have a siesta, to have a cigarette, that's to smoke, to have a meal, that's to eat something in one of the three moments of the day. And then to have breakfast, that doesn't carry an It's only to have breakfast, two words, have breakfast, to have lunch, to have dinner, or to have supper. These are the meals. But then we go back to have a, if we include an adjective, to have a good breakfast or to have a light lunch. If you have any questions, post them on the Talking People forums. Have a nice day.